Funnily enough, around this time, one of the actors who I took a photo of, this is an actor called Gary Philp, and he was a boot black. He was just sort of one of the sort of more general cast members. He didn't have a major part. He was just a normal actor, I would say. He wasn't one of the sort of principals. And I said to him, and I remember it really clearly, I remember saying to him, why did you become an actor? And he says, sometimes I don't know. And I remember thinking, oh, well, that doesn't sound very, very good. It sounds like you don't actually like being an actor. And then he said something along the lines of, at any one time, 9 out of 10 actors are unemployed. And it terrified me. And as a 12-year-old, I thought, well, I'd really prefer not to be one of the 9 people that's always an unemployed actor. And I realised, I think, at that time, how hard it was to be an actor. How, you know, you're constantly on either on tour, so you're away from your family, or you're having to take jobs that are not close to where you live. And most of the actors were London-based. They lived in London, but for 2 months they were up in Nottingham, so they were away from their families over the Christmas period. And it made me realise that actually, did I want to do a job where I would be away from my family or away from, you know, having to have that sort of lifestyle? And I think at that point, it made me realise I really didn't want that. I was probably too much of a home bird to want to be constantly doing the travelling lifestyle. And I think that conversation probably had more of an impact on my life than sort of anything else, because whilst I loved the getting ready and the preparations, etc., I'd got to do it in my hometown. If I'd been made to travel away and do that away from home, I think I would have got quite lonely and quite homesick. And I think that was one of the things that I realised about why the cast members were so close to each other, why they were such a family. And that was because they weren't with their actual families for large periods of time. They were staying in hotels, they were living in this sort of lifestyle, which was very great and grand, but you know, you were on stage till 10 o'clock at night and then they were all exhausted. They'd maybe go to the bar afterwards, but it was you were away from home. And I remember thinking, nope, that's not for me. That's not what I want to do.